855.
Nepsis brings you this half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast. When you invest with clarity, you have a better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number 4, him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation to Christ followers working in cities all over the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him. However you're listening to us, just know that we pray for you. We pray before the show. And literally today, we're just praying that the Spirit would guide our questions and guide the answers of our guests. But more than anything, our hope with every show is that it drives you into really working deeper, looking deeper, connecting what you heard on Sunday with what you do in your 9 to 5. And if you're not anywhere where you're hearing something on Sunday that's lifting you up and encouraging your faith, get plugged into a local church, because those local churches and that accountability in those small groups and in the church body, that is so important to the walk of every Christ-following believer. And there are great churches all over this country. Martha, before we get with our guests, why don't you tell them how they should connect with us in a unique way?
In a unique way. Well, there is this thing called a telephone.
No. Weird. Talk about that.
You love to talk on the telephone. So on our website, I just want to point people to our contact page. So iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number 4, him.com. And on our contact page, we do have our cell phone numbers there. You are free and welcome to reach out to us that way, by texting, by email, using the contact form there. There's just so many ways. And ultimately, we have a listener line that people can leave us a message, 866-713-9675. That's 866-713-WORK. But I do want to encourage people on the website. We do stream all afternoon and evening our show. So if you find yourself in a location in a different time zone or somewhere where you just didn't get to catch the show in your normal time, that is an easy place for people to just pick it up on their phone, click on the little flashing red button, and they can just listen to it wherever they are.
I love it. Please connect with us. You can find all that information out on our website, iworkforhim.com. iwork, the number 4, him.com. Love 2020. It's a movement in our country to bring back the only thing that can save this country, the love of Jesus. It turned the Roman Empire upside down, and it could turn our own country right side up. What does it look like bringing an authentic touch of Jesus to everyone you work with, live with, shop with, commute with? That's right, commute with. I think it looks different for every person, but I think it could be summarized by who you are and who Jesus is in you. But then there are cultural breakdowns in our country. What works in the South might not work in the Northeast. What works in the Northeast might not work in the Midwest. But that's strategy, and we're talking mechanics. The mechanics of showing love are always the same, yet the love of our Father, yet the love our Father shows towards us is as unique as the DNA in our blood. Today, we kind of split our focuses, South Florida and Wisconsin, with the national coordinator, the acting national city reaching coordinator for the Love 2020 movement, as well as the super duper executive director, big kahuna in charge, Kathy Branzell. Kathy Branzell brings John Kiefer in from Wisconsin. Yes, there will be cheesehead jokes. John and Kathy, welcome to I Work For Him.
Hey, Martha, thank you.
Well, we're just grateful to have you guys back on, and we're really excited to hear what's going on in Wisconsin and around the country. But of course, Kathy, here's a question. How long have you been a follower of Jesus, Kathy?
You know, I think since I was in the womb. Before I was even born, I was hearing worship songs and sermons, you know, in the church. My parents grew me up in the church. I was a faithful follower, had a real relationship with Jesus Christ, a profession of faith in fifth grade, and was baptized at the First Baptist Church in Abilene, Texas. But then as I grew in the youth group and just grew in my faith and then became an adult and understood being a follower of Jesus, being a disciple maker, what the great plan that God has for the kingdom and that I get to be a part of it has just been this ongoing and ongoing relationship with Jesus my entire life.
That's fabulous. So Kathy, what do you do when following Jesus gets to be difficult?
Pray more. I really have to stop and think in the difficult times and in the great times. Mm-hmm. Lord, what do you want me to learn? A disciple is a pupil. It's a student. And so when we think about that, we learn more from Jesus and about Jesus every day as one of his disciples. And so Jesus, in this difficult moment, what do you want me to learn? How are you growing me for what's now and what's next? What am I not seeing? What have I missed? Have I failed a test and I'm being retested, you know, given the opportunity to learn something new? And in that, then looking around also in that moment, not just what is this, you know, what's in it for me, but who am I supposed to love in this moment and how?
Has Love 2020, being the man, I can't remember what your title is, but National Director of the Love 2020 movement across the country.
Not Big Kahuna.
Not Big Kahuna. That's not on her business.
I think it is Wonder Woman of the Love 2020 movement. That's really what it is. Has that been one of those difficult times for you? Have you ever had to say, Lord, what is it you want me to learn through this?
Every day. Every single day. And so I'm grateful that difficult times are opportunities, but you can imagine the love movement is huge. It's nothing that one person can wrap their arms around. There are so many moving parts and so many Christ followers out there just sharing the love and message of Jesus Christ. And so I'm grateful to have thousands of people that I know and am networked with that are out there helping to share and show the love of Jesus to make sure that every American has that opportunity by the end of 2020.
I'd love to hear in your heart. I love the fact that you share that. And we share that jointly since we met back in early 16. So talk to me. You asked John Kiefer to come on the show with us today, all the way from Wisconsin, as he's your acting national coordinator for the Love 2020 movement, for City Reaching movement. And he's been a state coordinator for Wisconsin. What do you want the audience to hear from John Kiefer today before we bring him on?
Why I asked John on isn't just because he's standing in for one of our friends that's on sabbatical, but it's because he lives out Love 2020 in his family, in his church, in his city, and in his state. And so I think that John can kind of weave throughout what is Love 2020, what is the love and message of Jesus mean for me? And he lives it out sacrificially in so many ways. He's very much an inspiration to me personally. And he can weave that thread of what does Love 2020 mean in my family, for me personally, in my neighborhood, in my church, in the workplace, and throughout the state of Wisconsin and around the world.
Excellent. Well, John Kiefer, welcome to I Work For Him.
Well, thank you very much. What a pleasure to be with you today.
I'm so glad that you did join us. So tell us, we love for our listeners to always hear from our new guests that come on, how you became a follower of Jesus.
Well, I'm going to try to do the short version of this, but in 1972, I was 13 years old, and I came from a very dysfunctional family. My parents were alcoholic, and there was a lot of abuse and neglect, and I had four brothers, and my youngest brother came into our family with a developmental disability called Fragile X syndrome. My mom had a couple nervous breakdowns, became addicted to prescription drugs. When the doctors cut off her drug supply, she turned to alcohol, which is very common here in Wisconsin. And so it was just chaos growing up. And in that context, my mom started going to a women's Bible study and prayer meeting. She came to Christ. And at that ripe old age, I was on the fast track to hell, of course, hanging out with all the wrong people and doing all the wrong things, looking for a sense of love and acceptance. And that broke down, and my mom ended up sharing the gospel with me because she had come to know Jesus. And being brought up in a, you know, mainline denominational church and going to parochial school, I had heard all my life that Jesus died for the sins of the world, but I never really understood that he died personally for me. But when she shared the gospel with me, she asked me, she said, John, do you understand what I'm saying? And I said for the first time, yes, I do understand that Jesus died for me personally. And she said, do you believe it? And I said, yes. And she said, okay, now you're a Christian. And that really began my walk with the Lord as I opened scriptures and began to realize that God was real and what Jesus did for me personally was love me enough to die for me. And my life's never been the same since then.
I bet not. All right, when we come back, lots more from John Kiefer up in Wisconsin and Kathy Branzell in South Florida as we talk Love 2020. Check it out online, love2020.com. Be part of the movement, love2020.com. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
Over the years, we've hired dozens of speakers for our events. In addition, my wife Kathy is now also hiring speakers for our UB Women gatherings. We've noticed that it has become more important to check out the beliefs of those who label themselves as Christians. The word Christian has morphed to mean many different things to different people. In the workplace, this has created confusion when talking with a coworker about matters of faith. John 1:10 says about Jesus, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. When having conversations about faith in the workplace, be careful to define who Jesus is to you, because the Jesus of the Bible may be a different person than their Jesus.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit Think Utility Services.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I talk all things Love 2020 today with Kathy Branzell out of South Florida today. She's on location. And we got John Kiefer on location in Appleton, Wisconsin. He's the state coordinator for Love 2020 there, but he's also acting as the national city reaching coordinator for the Love 2020 movement. John Kiefer, you were telling us how you came to Christ, and I love that story. When you're not fulfilling your role as the national city reaching coordinator for the Love 2020 movement, how does the Lord have you occupying your time up there in Appleton, Wisconsin?
Well, I see my life kind of in three areas that are integrated. First of all is loving my wife as Christ loves the church. And I'm a caregiver. My wife and I are caregivers for her mom, who's 90, who lives with us, and my brother, who's 56 and has a cognitive disability. So caregiving is really kind of our number one job. Secondly, I'm a pastor at large. So I serve cities and churches all across the state of Wisconsin, and I'm doing preaching and teaching, weddings and funerals, premarital counseling. I'm also mentoring a young church planting couple here in town. And then my responsibilities within the state, within the Table Coalition, is the state coordinator for the Table Coalition, helping city reaching movements across the state. So my life's pretty full.
I guess. Well, and being a caregiver, what an incredible ministry that is. And to your brother of his entire life and your mom, that's way to go. And thanks for bringing that up, because there's a lot of people out there that need a shout out of encouragement as they're doing caregiving in their home and listening to the show today. Why don't you just give a word of encouragement to those caregivers out there, John?
Well, there is a growing awareness of the importance of caregivers across the country. There is a great lack and a great need for caregivers within the community, professional caregivers as well as family caregivers. And those who work in this area know that the healthcare system would completely fall apart without your good work. So I just want to say persevere, take care of yourself, make sure you're getting respite, and just keep loving like you're loving Jesus himself, because great is your reward in heaven for your good work in doing all those unseen things that nobody really appreciates, but God appreciates it. And so just be encouraged today as a caregiver.
Awesome. Thank you for that. So, you know, a lot of what we talk about every day on I Work for Him is connecting our faith and our work. And even in your role as a pastor, at what point in time in your life did you connect the value of your faith with your work?
Well, this is a great story. This goes all the way back to ninth grade. I remember giving a teacher gave us an assignment to go out into the community and interview someone in an area of career occupation that we think we might be interested in. And so I chose to interview the local pastor of the Assemblies of God Church here in town. And I really had my eyes open. I thought he just preached on Sunday, but he had a vision for the community and for the city and saw himself as a caregiver and shepherd of the whole city, not just his congregation. And I think even at that young age, I sensed that calling on my life to want to make a difference, not just in a local congregation, but also in the community.
Wow. Imagine if every pastor who's a pastor in this country saw that they weren't just a pastor just to their four walls church, but to their whole community, we would have significantly fewer issues in our country. That's an amazing vision that he spoke into you. How incredible is that?
Amen.
Well, it's this idea of John 17, unity, you know, Jesus prayed for us that we would be one as he and the Father are one. Then the world would know that we are his followers. I think Jesus wants to fulfill that in and through his church. And if that's going to happen, we need to see that there's one church in each community, maybe many congregations and many fellowships and many gathering places, but there's one church. And we've got to work together to see that everyone, every man, woman, and child is prayed for, cared for, and shared with.
Wow. Okay, Kathy Branzell, there's the key words. John, it's obvious to me the prayer, care, share lifestyle that you've got. But why? Before you found out about Love 2020, why are you part of the Love 2020 movement?
Well, when I heard about it, you know, working with the Mission America Coalition, which is now the Table Coalition, as one of our initiatives, I thought, this is perfect. This is exactly what Jesus would have us do. In fact, when he commissioned his disciples, he said, go teach them to obey all that I've commanded you. And what he's commanded us is very simple, to love him and to love one another. And this initiative embodies that. It helps us fulfill the mission that the Lord has given to us to make disciples who love. And so this is a rallying point to come back to mission, to come back to the Great Commission, to come back to his great commandment. And this is what we have to be doing. And when he comes back, I sure hope he finds us busy loving one another.
Yes, busy loving one another, working together, all on the same team, regardless of the shade of our skin and our political affiliations, all working together. That would be great.
You know, just on yesterday's show, we were talking about love as it relates to the workplace, Jim, and having better relationships with the people that we work with. And this whole concept of love that we're going to delve into today, I just, you know, I want to encourage people because the world has really tainted our view on that word. And so that's one of the things that I just want people to be thinking of when they're trying to process everything we talk about today. And how does that apply to their life is to remember that ultimately we've got scripture guiding us that we are to love one another. And that kind of love is not the kind of love that the world is giving. And so I think it's important for us to have a perspective on that as we're talking about this. So do we need to remind people what the Love 2020 movement is all about, Jim?
Kathy Branzell with Love 2020. Why don't you remind people what the Love 2020 movement is all about?
The Love 2020 movement is all about exactly sharing biblical love, sharing the love that Jesus shared. And, when you read the Gospels and look at Jesus's life while he was here, he prayed, he cared, he met the physical needs of people, he listened to people, he didn't talk in accusatory ways. He spoke truth and love. He never compromised, he never sinned, but he spoke truth and love, and he cared for people, and he shared the kingdom message. And that's what we do with Love 2020. We make sure this isn't the, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. This isn't the once a year love. Mm-hmm. This isn't the, I said I do, now I'm done love. This isn't the maybe if I feel like it love. This isn't the chalky hearts with corny messages on them love. This is the unending, unwavering, unconditional love of Jesus Christ. And he just wants to draw you nearer into a relationship with him, to know you better. And Love 2020 to me is an invitation for the church to be obedient in that unifying call of Jesus, that he is glorified in the many beautiful ways that we worship him. He is delighted in the beautiful many ways that we study his word, that we sing his hymns, all the different ways that our denominations serve and worship him. But this is the one unifying banner, the love and message of Jesus that we can all abide under, and that the world can look and see that there's unity and love flowing out of the church.
Well, and let me ask you guys to respond to this, because this is something that's really been having chewing us for a long time. And the Love 2020 movement, bringing that authentic touch of Jesus to every man, woman, and child in this country by the end of 2020. I said this at I was given a speech a couple weeks ago at a Wingman evening, and I said this. I said, I believe that Christians are the problem with this country, but I believe that Jesus followers are the solution to this country. John, you want to respond to that?
Well, if we're really called by his name, that means we're going to follow him and obey him and do what he's taught us to do. And it really is pretty simple, but like Kathy's explaining, it's very, very hard. And that's why I think oftentimes you're right, we are the problem, because we're not loving well. We're judging well, and he told us not to. You know, we're almost doing the opposite of what Jesus has commanded us. So this is a call back to what Jesus taught us to do, and that's love one another. And Jesus came in full of grace and truth, it says. And we need to understand that love is full of grace and truth. It's not just the grace side, the 1 Corinthians 13. Yes, love is patient and kind. It's those acts of kindness. But it's also bringing the truth in love. And that's kind of the harder side of love, that we need to just be living examples of Christ's love, acceptance, and forgiveness. We're commanded to love and accept and forgive just like he's loved and accepted and forgiven us.
Kathy, what about you? 30 seconds on that statement that I made.
I agree 100%. We just need to understand that all love has boundaries. As a parent, you have boundaries for your kids. In a marriage, there are boundaries that make it successful, that make it something that you want to live out and live for. And so that's the love of Jesus Christ and understanding truth with love.
When we come back, I really want to hear some stories. I want some Love 2020 stories. I want some out of Wisconsin. And Martha wants to hear some from all over the country. We want to hear some stories, because we're all encouraged by faith stories. And I know you guys have some to share. You're listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk with Kathy Branzell and John. We've got John on there. John Kiefer's on the line with us. He's a cheesehead, so I'm kind of hesitating. But we'll be right back with John and Kathy and lots more on love2020.com.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift, and be one of 367.
Work as Worship One Day Retreat is coming to Jacksonville on February 22nd. Join thousands of Christian business professionals from around the world for this one-day live stream event hosted by CoPassion. Hear from Francis Chan, Megan Alexander, Hobby Lobby's own Steve Green, and others about connecting your faith and work. The Work is Worship Retreat live stream event is being held at Eastside Community Church on Beach Boulevard, next to Pablo Creek Library. Doors open at 8 a.m. Tickets are on sale now and only $30. Visit workasworshipretreat.org and register to attend. Invite those you work alongside and build your team stronger. Go to workasworshipretreat.org. That's workasworshipretreat.org. And purchase your tickets today. I Work For Him is brought to you in part by Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services, a company that allows you to own your own business while honoring and glorifying God. Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services is a faith-based company providing franchise opportunities in Jacksonville and teaches you everything you need to know about commercial cleaning and how to build your own franchise. You can find more information about being your own boss in this faith-based business at OfficePrideFranchise.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A former U.S. Air Force counterintelligence specialist who defected to Iran has been charged with revealing classified information to the Tehran government, including the code name and secret mission of a Pentagon program. The Justice Department says Monica Elfrieda Witt defected in 2013 after attending a conference in Iran aimed at condemning American moral standards. Now that a U.S. jury has convicted Joaquin El Chapo Guzman of drug trafficking, he's expected to be sentenced to life in prison. As a notorious drug kingpin with an unparalleled record of jailbreaks, experts say his likely destination is the federal government's Supermax prison in Colorado. Sometimes called the Alcatraz of the Rockies, the prison is already home to other famous criminals, including Unabomber Ted Kaczynski and September 11th conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. On Wall Street, that up by 118 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. You've heard him and his team on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team on location in a city near you for the Financial Freedom Seminar. Check the schedule and claim your seats at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Weekdays at noon on 100.3 The Biz.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we have a conversation today going on about Love 2020. We've been talking to you about this for several years on I Work For Him. It is a movement. It's not a club you join. You probably, if you're a Jesus follower, you're really already part of the club. But Love 2020 is living with intentionality and adopting a lifestyle of prayer, care, and share. Really, it goes right along. The reason this has worked so well with I Work For Him is it goes right along with the I Work For Him Nation pledge. That covenant that we make between us and God to start praying for the people that we work alongside each and every day by name, then looking for ways to serve them over and above what our job requires us to do, looking for ways to befriend them outside of the workplace. That's the care part. Then looking for ways to actually pray with people when they're having a rough day. That's the share part. When we actually get to share, hey, here's what Jesus has done in my life. He's valid in your life. Let me just tell you about that, and let's pray about it together. That whole adopting a lifestyle of prayer, care, share is what the Love 2020 movement's all about. Because as we said in the last segment, I believe that people calling themselves Christians and not doing what Jesus said has been part of the problem with this country in the last 100 years. But people who are Jesus followers, truly doing what he said he would do, what we would do, what we should do, That's the solution to our country. We've got John Kiefer calling in from Wisconsin. He's in Appleton, Wisconsin. He's the state coordinator for Love 2020 and the acting national city reaching coordinator. And we got Kathy Branzell. She is the big kahuna of the whole Love 2020 movement all over the country. She is superwoman of the movement. Kathy and John, thanks for sticking around.
Our pleasure.
Okay, so Kathy, ladies first. I want to hear some grace. Thank you for tolerating me, Kathy Branzell. We appreciate it.
You cracked me up.
So talk to me. Give me some stories, Kathy. It's been a month since we've been on the air together. Give me a Love 2020 story of what's going on all around the country. Just pick one really cool story you've heard in the last month.
Okay, so lady contacted us and her mom needs to go to a weekly doctor appointments up in Tennessee in an area. And she was just lamenting that she couldn't keep driving up to Tennessee, you know, every week and missing work. And, you know, just was praying, asked me if I would pray that there would be a neighbor, there would be a service. She basically contacted me wanting to know if there was any kind of service that could drive her mom at least a couple of times a month to a doctor's appointment. And so we started praying about it. And then I thought, well, you know, I know a couple of people in that city who are Christ followers. And so I gave one a call, and it turned out that she was in within like 5 miles of where this lady's mom lived. And she had been praying and asking God, what can I do here in my neighborhood, here in my zip code, Lord? How do I live out Love 2020 right here in not a mission trip overseas, not a full-time job, just what can I do to share your love, Jesus? And so now, you know, the lady who needed, who couldn't drive to Tennessee every single week, has this peace of mind that a Christ follower is and good neighbor is driving her mom to her doctor's appointments at least twice a month, and she can still get up there twice a month, and this beautiful relationship is being developed. And it's just those kind of things where you look around and say, where is there a need and where can I meet it? And that took me back, and I just want to share this for a minute. It took me back to when my son had blood cancer, his junior and senior year of high school. And we lived in Colorado, and my husband traveled all the time. And I had this massive driveway that always needed shoveling. And I didn't own a snowblower. I owned what was called a snow hoe. And it was like a giant squeegee that you pushed the snow off your driveway with. And I'm busy trying to care for my child who's getting chemo every week, and my daughter who needed to go to school every day. And I'm home alone. And I remember looking at several neighbors outside blowing their driveways and crying and just begging God, could you please send somebody to help me with my driveway when Russ is gone? Could you please, that Lord, help me with just this simple task that takes me such a long time and so much energy? Could you please? And so think about people like that. Who do you know that's home alone? Who do you know that's elderly? Who do you know that has a sick child or is caring for, you know, a parent or somebody with a disability in their home? How can you reach out and just do something in the love and name of Jesus for them?
And there's all kinds of people all across the country right now that could use a little snow shovel and help.
Go out there,
for sure. Amen.
Some driveways in the name of Jesus. Let people know that you love them. And it just seriously, I mean, there is snow everywhere north of the Mason-Dixon line. It's unbelievable.
Yep. So, John Kiefer, they're in Wisconsin. What are you seeing God do in Wisconsin as it relates to the Love 2020 movement? Give us the story.
Well, like Kathy probably can testify, in the micro, there's so many stories and examples of where we see God at work. And then macro, too, where we're seeing, you know, whole ministries and denominations just taking hold of this. But it's been slow going here in Wisconsin. As we've tried to cast a vision for this, it seems everybody's busy with their own agenda, and it's hard for them to come off of what they're doing. In many respects, you know, they are doing the Great Commission, and they are following through with what Jesus taught us to do in loving. But we are hoping for this kind of a consensus of in collaboration and partnership, and let's work together to get the job done. And so I'm just thinking of one story here. I ran into a gentleman several years ago. In fact, this is kind of a long, drawn-out story, but the Lord had us intersect, and it turned out that we knew a lot of the same people. And I just found out recently that he's had a vision for a long time for a single dad's residency program. I don't know if you knew this, but the last 7 years, it's estimated that single father households have increased at like about 64%. And here in Winnebago County and Outagamie County and Calumet County, there's a growing need, especially for single dads who maybe are coming out of incarceration or some other life change, you know, challenge that they've experienced, and they need a place to get reoriented and to have a place where they can have their kids. And so this gentleman just has this vision to have a fourplex to build as a proof of concept for this ministry. And he's finding God just opening doors with the county and with churches and with other ministries and organizations to get this thing off the ground. So I see this as love in action, where God has given them a vision, he's given other people a vision, and now they're connecting, they're starting to collaborate and partner to make this a reality, to reach out with the love of Christ to single dads, which is just, you know, like growing exponentially here. And so, again, I could tell, you know, probably hundreds of stories, big and small, but that's just one that came to mind.
You know, you bring up a really good point. Jim and I spent many years living in Minnesota, and one of the things that we know full well about the Midwest is it's full of very nice people and doing good things. And so inbred in a lot of the people that are living there is this concept of being nice and being neighborly. And so the
yeah, they call it Minnesota nice. I never heard them say Wisconsin nice though.
Wisconsin cheese.
That would be just cheesy.
Yeah,
cheesy. They said that.
Okay, sorry.
That was good. So, so you know, really, it's just that concept of who are we giving the credit to? Why are we being nice? Because I think that's one of the conversations we've had many times. Is, you know, it's great to do neighborly things, to give people cookies, to you know, shovel their driveway. But when you do it, giving the credit to Jesus Christ and saying, I'm doing this act of love because of someone who loves me greater than, you know, anyone else in the world. So I think that that is really the threshold that people need to just get to and say, who am I giving the glory to for this act?
John, you said that whole denominations and whole ministries have adopted the Love 2020 movement. You got a denomination that said we are all in with Love 2020?
Well, don't mishear me on that. I'm sorry if I made it sound like that, but no, I'm seeing movements within denominations. So
Okay. Whether
it's top down or bottom up, I'm not sure how it all intersects. But we're seeing. We're seeing some folks just saying, yeah, this is what we need to be doing. So let's get on board with it.
Well, okay. So let's talk strategy, because you live in a state that is radically different from one corner to the other. So you got Western Wisconsin, which is right up against Minneapolis, St. Paul. So that's one area. And you got Madison, which is another whole area full of, you know, political people. You got Milwaukee, really an incredible town, but it's really almost solidly connected to Chicago today. You got Door County. You got Green Bay. So you get all these different areas, very different feels. I mean, Wisconsin's got some very different feels to it. A very pretty state, by the way, as much as I've given John Kiefer a really hard time about it, talking about Love 2020. How do you develop a strategy for those radically different regions?
Well, what we try to do is set the table and bring the believers together who have a heart and vision for their city. And for us, it's a three-point strategy. One, it's prayer. We need to hear from God. We've had enough of man strategies because they really don't work. But God, what are you up to? So we're going to pray and we're going to listen. We're going to build relationship. We're going to build trust, because we all can only go forward at the speed of trust and relationship. So we need to get to know each other and care about each other and love each other. And then we need to see where God is already at work within our city and within our community. And you're right. That's going to be unique in every neighborhood, in every city, in every community. And so we try to do it on an asset-based format so that they can start to understand, where's God already at work in our community? What assets do we have? How can we partner and collaborate and work together to see more of what God wants to see happen in our city and our community? So for us, it's really just facilitating that conversation, bringing Christians together to pray and seek the Lord, build relationship, and discover what God's strategy is for their unique area.
I love that you didn't give me any really, really cool, any fancy answer. You said prayer. God, just ask God, what are you up to? We want to do what you're up to. I mean, that's the whole experiencing God question. God, I want to know what you're up to. I want to go where you're moving. That's just a great question. Thank you for making it simple. Again, that's just a great prayer. Lord, what are you up to?
And really focusing on the city aspect and what you can do in the city. Because I think one of the things I know, Jim, that we struggle with here in Tampa Bay is that there's so many cities that are close together that it's hard to have a city heart. But in so many places across the country, focus, and I'm not saying we don't pray for Tampa Bay as a whole, but focusing on the city. So encouraging people in in this thought that how can I be a servant for Christ and love the people in my city.
When we come back, we finish up this incredible conversation with John Kiefer out of Appleton, Wisconsin, and Kathy Branzell down there in South Florida today. Talking about Love 2020, love2020.com, love2020.com. Join the movement today, love2020.com. We'll be right back on I Work For Him in just a second.
As an apartment management company, are you charging market rent but seeing decreased profit? Turn the trend around by installing individual unit water meters and billing residents for what they consume. Lower property water consumption 20 to 40% and put utility costs back in the bank. Think Utility Services, in business since 1957, has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Reconnect One with Carmen LaBurge.
Has anyone ever told you that you stink? Smell has a powerful effect on our brains. A smell can immediately trigger a memory or a response. Consider for a moment what makes you salivate when you catch a whiff of it. Now consider what makes you gag when it wafts your way. 2 Corinthians tells us that Christians will be the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and a stench to those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. It's time to wake up to the reality that to be like Jesus is to be rejected by the world. You are offensive to a world offended by Christ. If you are in Christ and Christ is in you, I got news for you. You stink.
Reconnect today's headlines with God's perspective. Visit reconnectwithcarmen.com. Reconnectwithcarmen.com. ReconnectWithCarmen.com.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to IWorkForHim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367. You know, it's always fun here at I Work For Him to talk about love, and we're just so grateful that you've tuned back into I Work For Him this afternoon. We're talking love2020.com, love2020.com, and what's really cool is we're getting a perspective today. We get a lot of times a perspective, what's going on in Florida, what's going on in the Southeast, but what's going on in the Midwest, in Wisconsin, with the Love 2020 movement? We've got John Kiefer. He's the state coordinator for Love 2020 in Wisconsin, but he's also acting as the national city reaching coordinator for Love 2020. And so we're getting to hear a little bit of his perspective, which is fantastic. And we've got Kathy Branzell. She is the queen of the Love 2020 movement. She's
That's your new title.
You're killing me.
She is Wonder Woman of the Love 2020 movement. Close. You know, Kathy, you said to me off the air that you really wanted to grab where we ended that last segment. And when we ended, John made some phenomenal point that I asked him about strategy. How does he develop a strategy when Wisconsin is broken up into so many different pieces and different cultures? And he goes, well, first we just pray. And we ask God, what do you want us to do? What are you up to there? What a great idea. Hey, God, just we'll be on your team instead of asking to be on ours.
And so then I would say, as you're praying, because every city's different,
every city has different struggles, different needs, different focuses, you know. And so in the cure piece, as you're praying, ask God, have a conversation with him about what you care about. How has he cut and curved and carved you through life, through your experiences, through what you've seen? You know, what makes you cry? What makes you angry? Where's the injustice in your city that you want to go after? And care about that. Go to your, we keep telling you, go to your mayor, go to the chief of police, go to the school superintendent or principal, or go next door, go to your pastor, go.
Just go.
And just say, go. What is needed? Because I have a heart for this, and I really want to serve here, and go care there in the name of Jesus, in the power of Jesus, saturated in prayer.
So, Kathy, tell us, you said that there's a resource that is available that can help people with that. What would that be?
The app. So there's several, and John, I want John to talk about it as well. But, of course, going to love2020.com, we want to help you. We have hundreds of ministries that are collaborating with us that we can connect you with. There's a lot of links there on our website. But John and I, one of our favorite partners is Chris Cooper and Bless Every Home. And I know John uses that up in Wisconsin. And we need to have Chris on the show and talk to him about Bless Every Home. But John, you want to share some more
John,
about this app and how you're using it in Wisconsin?
Well, personally, it's just been a wonderful tool. You know, as I'm seeking to live a prayer, care, share lifestyle, the Bless Every Home app gives me a reminder every day of I've got 75 neighbors that I've drawn a map around my neighborhood. And I said, Lord, I just want to pray for these people and look for opportunities to care for them. And Lord, if you open the door to share the gospel with them. And so I get that prayer reminder every day to pray for about five of my neighbors, and it just cycles through. And so I've been praying for years for my neighbors and always on the lookout for an opportunity to you know, care for them, and whether it's, you know, shovel their driveway or bring some cookies over or whatever, you know, bring their junk barrel that blew away from the last windstorm back to their driveway. But looking for those opportunities to care, and that opens the door to share the love of Christ through the gospel. So this is a wonderful tool that's accessible to individuals. Whole congregations can adopt, their neighborhoods. And of course, the whole city reaching movement could use this to identify. And on your dashboard, what's cool is it lists your state. Like, I know how many people have been adopted and prayed for and cared for and shared with and discipled within my state. Obviously, this is just one tool, but I think it's a wonderful tool that I wish every city would adopt.
John, you keep bringing up this term city reaching, city reaching, city reaching. Okay, it seems like those two words together make sense. Yet, when you look at even a city as small as Appleton, Wisconsin, how many people live in Appleton, Wisconsin?
Appleton is about 70,000, but if you look at the Tri-County area, it's about 400,000 people.
Okay, so 400,000 people. I've got that many people within 5 miles of me, okay? Okay, so you look at an area, that's why I said small. Sorry, I didn't realize it was that big. Okay, so you have 400,000 people in the Tri-County area, but I'm just talking about with Appleton, 70,000 people. When you say, I've got a city-reaching mindset, I've got a city-reaching plan, I want to reach my city, I'm a pastor at large, what does it mean to you to be involved in city-reaching? What does it look like practically for the city of Appleton, Wisconsin?
Yeah, it would be a coordinated effort of the Christian leaders, the pastors, the ministry leaders coming together, praying, building relationship, and taking the responsibility for the geography to say, we're going to take care of our zip code, and we're going to make sure that everyone in our zip code is being prayed for and loved and shared with. And so it's kind of a coordinated effort where all of those city leaders are taking responsibility together for their geography.
So how is that going in Appleton? How are you doing some of that coordinating, that collaboration within the body of Christ there? I mean, do you have something like that going on?
We've tried to bring the leaders together for this conversation, and Like I said earlier, it's been very slow going. It's so many people are so busy with their own agenda, building their own little kingdom, they lose sight of the bigger kingdom and the responsibility for their city. So we've made several runs and several attempts to bring it together. But I can't say that we have a coordinated effort here yet.
Okay, so I'm going to throw out an idea and an encouragement and a challenge to all of our listeners. First of all, download the app Bless Every Home. So search for Bless Every Home and download it. I know our church, Jim, just last month had a Saturday where they said we are going to serve the community. So encouraging your church or your small group, maybe you only have influence in your small group that you meet with once a week or once a month, but pick a zip code and say, you know what, we're going to be intentional in the zip code. I can guarantee that our church, as they were looking at the community and how they were going to serve the neighbors right behind us, that's a zip code. Pick a zip code and say, you know what, we're going to be way more intentional. And if everybody does a little bit, it's like they adopt the little medians in the side of the road and keep it clean. You know, that is an intentionality. Let's do the same thing with loving those people in those zip code for Jesus. So I'm just going to throw that out there. I believe that it can catch. I believe that people can just do their part. So Kathy? Download the app.
Absolutely. That's good. That's good. Yeah. And, you know, I just want to encourage people. There'll be times when you go and you try to love your neighbor and you'll get the door shut in your face, or they'll wonder what you want for them, or they're going to get political and you're like, no, I love you beyond politics. I love you beyond, you know, all these differences. I just love you as my neighbor in the name of Jesus. And so be persistent, just like John is. It's not a one and done. And there's all different ways to be a city reacher in trying to get pastors together to pray for one another, in getting campus ministers, all these different things, all these different people together. Could we just pray for each other? Could we just walk our campuses? Could we just prayer walk our neighborhoods? Could we, you know, who is interested in prison ministry? And it's really a matter of going out and meeting people and hearing what God's calling them to do in their life. John keeps saying people are busy. You know, they're already doing their own thing. Great. Let me hear about your own thing. Let me hear about what your church has been called to, so we know what area of our city that you are ministering to, and we can find out what the gaps are, and maybe I can go find another church to fill that gap, or that I'm going to participate with you.
John, give me out of Wisconsin, give me another story of maybe a Love 2020 story you've heard of somebody living that out in their workplace.
Well, workplace is where most of us spend most of our time, and I think that really is key. I didn't prepare an example of this, but man,
okay.
I think of my friend. I can't even think of his name right now.
He's your friend, though. That's okay.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine, and his name is Tim. Okay, so Tim. And he has his own business, and he really, the way he lives his life is, again, it's a lifestyle. It's not a program. It's not a checklist that you check off. It's just living in that lifestyle of prayer, and that's like listening to the Lord. Like, Lord, who do you want me to pray for? How do you want me to pray for them? And Tim just decided, hey, there's other people like myself who are in the entertainment and arts. What if we had a little collaborative meeting to get together with other artists?
Really quick. You got to finish up really quick. 5 seconds.
Yeah. So the idea was, let's get them together and pray together. So they're bringing a diverse group of people together to pray and to build a relationship and to share the gospel together.
John Kiefer, Kathy Branzell, thanks for highlighting Love 2020. And I Work For Him today. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers, our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG, Jacksonville, WJBT HD3, Callahan, Talk 100.3 FM.
Whatever you called it, number work, arithmetic, or mathematics, you'll love our numbers at Woody Folsom Overflow Jessup.
We're on North 1st Street, and you can't miss us. We're the guys with all the cars, trucks, and SUVs out front.
This is Woody thanking everybody from South Georgia and North Florida for shopping in our Jessup Overflow location. We're overflowing with deals on wheels, pre-owned vehicles that were mostly trade-ins at our new car stores. Hey, when we pop a deal on you, you'll love our numbers. Ask about our free lifetime powertrain warranty. Some restrictions apply, but not many. Let's roll.
If you've got a job and can fog up a mirror, we'll go to work to get you financed right away. See me, Jacob Jacobs, for any of our Overflow guys here in Jessup. We've got your number.
Woody Folsom Overflow, North 1st Street in Jessup. Overflowing with deals on wheels.
Land sakes, I went to my high school reunion, and I'm just going to tell you, everybody my age is getting old.
Mama!
Well, I ain't lying.
Mama?
Oh, my back.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.